Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about women being submissive to men and why they are not. See, this is my issue. Yes, I do believe that a woman is supposed to submit to her husband, but men in their mind think submit means when whatever I say goes. You don't challenge me in any way. You don't say anything back. If I say XYZ, you say XYZ, or you say nothing. You cook for me what I want cooked for me. You clean for me. You do whatever it is to make me feel like a whole person, even if that makes you feel less of a person. That is submission. No, that is an indentured servant. A woman is not birthed by her parents, groomed by her mother to be a wife, sat and waited on for a guy to come and marry her, remain a virgin, and give her body to a man who has a graveyard of bodies on him, and then spends her entire life serving a man. That sounds like a slave. That's what women are not. And what men fail to realize is that is oppression. And what men fail to realize is that most women are saying, you know what? My job fulfills me. My child fulfills me. My friends fulfill me. My traveling fulfills me. Shopping fulfills me. Social media fulfills me. Whatever it is that is her vice, those things fill her. So at the end of the day, she doesn't need a man. Now, I'm not trying to say the same, oh, I don't need a man, because that's a cop-out. That is trauma response. That is coping mechanisms. Saying that you don't need something that you want, but that doesn't want you back. So in return, to make yourself feel better, instead of saying, I need a man, and that man saying, I don't need you, you just say, I don't need a man, and that feels a little better, and that sits better in your spirit. But what men need to realize is a woman being submissive is a woman that trusts you. A woman is not going to trust a man who she can't trust. Let me explain. A woman is not going to trust a man who wants to silence her. A woman is not going to trust a man who looks at her like a slave or a servant. A woman is not going to trust the man that she fears. So you want her to submit to you because of what it feels like to you to have somebody beneath you. But yet you go out into the world and you are oppressed in the world, but you come home and you want to oppress your woman, your partner, and your helpmate. Your family unit is only as strong as the head of the house. So you are so enthralled with the idea of her following you that you don't even go anywhere. You are so thrilled with the idea of having someone beneath you. It's like a child, except that you sleep with. You want your partner, your wife, to be a childlike, respond to you, do whatever it is that you say like a child. But in return, you want her to be attracted to you sexually, which she is not. And that's the issue. A woman will naturally follow a leader. A leader who tells her where they're going. A leader who's not egotistical and self-centered and willing to listen to what she has to say. Meaning, it is her duty to be submissive to you and for you to be a leader if you follow God. So she will follow you without you even telling or instructing her to, if she sees the God in you, if she sees the purpose, if she sees the plan, if she sees the path. But you have no path, you have no plan, you just like the idea and what it feels like for your ego for someone to follow you. And that's an issue. You disrespect women. You don't listen to women. You follow behind what your mother says, what your grandmother says. But in return, the woman that you sleep with, you want her to follow behind you. Well, essentially, she's following behind your mother and your grandmother. And that's disrespectful to her lineage as a woman because she has her own mother and her own grandmother. What if she asks you to be just like her father? You would feel disrespected. You would feel slighted. You would feel like she's stepping on your toes and overstepping boundaries. So it's the same difference. Stop asking women to be submissive to you when you don't have a plan. You want her to follow you and you're not going anywhere. Why don't you go somewhere and then she'll see you as a leader and will follow without you even having to ask her. This is what I don't understand about men, is that you can disarm a woman's trauma and her baggage, is what you guys like to say, if you become and you be the exact opposite of what she's used to. You like to downplay women and say, I don't want to be with her. She's damaged. She's damaged. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. Be the opposite of what she's used to, and you will disarm her baggage. You will disarm her trauma. You will disarm her independence. The problem is you are triggering her because you're being exactly what she's seen in her past. And then you are expecting a different response from her when she knows what comes after this. She knows the way that you're acting, what comes after this. So how are you mad at her instead of being mad at yourself because you're not elevating yourself? You can't even admit that you need her just as much as she needs you. And that's the whole reason for a union and a partnership. No one is more important on this team. You guys both need each other to win. If you make 30, she make 30, he make 30, whatever, together, that's 60. Y'all both make 50, together, that's 100. But no, you want to be independent and stand alone with your 30 and expect a woman to submit to that. She can go out and make that on her own, no problem. How is it that a woman is supposed to be the weaker vessel, not as strong as you, but she can make the same amount of money as you? You should be ashamed. The reason why you're not making more money is because you're worried about someone following you. When someone follows you online on social media, do they send you a message first and say, hey, I want to follow you. Is that okay? No, they follow you at their own will because they like what they see. They like the content that you provide, and they say, hey, I want to follow them so when they put out more content, I can get it right away. Do you email people? Do you text people and say, hey, follow me, follow me, follow me? And if you do they follow you? No. People follow people who they want to follow. So be someone who wants to follow you. Make them want to follow you. Provide something worthy of following, and naturally, without you even asking, you will be followed, aka submitted to. But don't confuse servant with submission. Again, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and thanks for listening.